going to have? Matt?
Hmm?
For breakfast, what do you want?
Oh, nothing for me.
I've got some of Tom's bacon and some sausages from the farmer's market.
Good, hope you enjoy them.
Intend to. So you don't want any?
I just said, didn't I?
Your loss. What about toast?
Oh, for crying out loud, I was sitting here having a quiet read of the paper, or trying to.
All right, no need to bite my head off.
Yeah, well, I'm fed up with having you on my case all the time.
Well, if you were to give me some straight answers for once.
Oh, here we go again.
I mean, why? All the secrecy, if you've got nothing to hide.
There is no secrecy. I went up north on business. I pranged the car on the way back. End of a very boring story.
So where exactly did you stay? What was the name of the hotel?
I really don't need this.
Please, don't take me for a fool, Matt.
Oh, I would never do that, sweetheart. Believe you me.
Matt, let's not go on like this. I don't exactly enjoy playing the fishwife.
No? Well, you managed to slip into the role easily enough.
It's only because you're shutting me out. That's what hurts.
I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, for the moment.
So, what else do you want of me?
Just to trust me.
I do trust you.
Look, let's go out. How about we drive out to a nice country pub somewhere? What do you say?
Oh, I don't know.
What about that new gastro pub over at Comberley? It used to be called the Royal Oak. Do you know it? Look, how about we check it out? What do you say, Tiger?
Christopher? You awake? Oh, come on, love. I need you up.
Oh, it's Sunday morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I need you to go and see to the pigs.
Oh, Jazz is there.
No, he isn't. He's just phoned to say he's overslept.
How long's he going to be?
Half an hour, he says, but you know Jazzer.
So they get fed a bit late. No big deal.
Oh, yes, it is. There could be something wrong. Anything could have happened. Your dad's got enough to worry about without losing pigs.
He won't.
Oh, look, come up. I want you up.
Please, sake.
Can't believe I suggested Jazzer in the first place. Why?
She's good with pigs, that's why.
No, he's also unreliable.
Well, we know where he is at the moment.
Do we?
Her name's Annette.
Oh, yes, all right.
Too much bed, not enough sleep, if you ask me.
Can we not go there, please?
Look, I'm getting up, okay? How about you make me a quick cup of tea before I go?
Yes, all right.
Thanks.
By the way, love, you haven't seen my best fruit bowl, have you? The one that usually sits in the front room cabinet.
What?
I can't seem to find it.
Why on earth would I know about a fruit bowl?
Oh, I don't know, really. I just thought you might have seen it around somewhere.
Mum, you've trapped me out of bed because there's a problem with the pigs. You're telling me Dad's stressed about the business. Do you think I'm going to worry about a poxy fruit bowl?
Come off it, Matt. What business are you going to be doing on a Sunday?
Wally Summers. Didn't I tell you about him?
Don't think so.
You remember I said I nearly went into the seaside leisure business that time?
Vaguely.
Yeah, well, that was Wally Summers.
Really?
Yeah, he lives over Skegness way. Thought I'd nip over there and see what he's up to.
Skegness?
Yeah. Look, sorry, Puss. Like I said, the pub was a nice idea. Another time, maybe.
Oh, come on, Matt. Let's try and have a lovely day together. The two of us. Just get right away from here.
Yeah, sounds great. Then you'll start giving me the third degree
again.
We
have got to stay solid over this, Tiger.
I thought we were.
It's the only way we're going to get through it, by sticking together, whatever comes along.
Oh, right. Does that mean you'll do the time with me as well?
Darling, I would if I could. You know that.
Yeah, you would too, you daft thing.
So what about it then? Lunch at Comberley?
Yeah, go on then. But no more interrogations, all right?
That's what I like to see. Somebody grafting.
At last.
Morning.
You managed to drag yourself out of your pit then?
You know, women are like, they don't make it easy.
No?
Ah, you wouldn't, you know, would you?
Some guys just have it, I guess.
Look, I don't want to get heavy about this.
No, but you're gone, eh, right?
You told Dad you'd see to the pigs this morning.
And I'm here enough.
Yeah, about 2 hours late.
Well, I'll not hurt the pigs.
That's not what my mum said when she dragged me out of bed. I had a late night too.
Well, you should have stayed there. It was under control.
Was it?
Okay, I'll make a start in straw and dune, shall I?
Yeah, why not?
So, how's Neil getting on with this reunion of his? Have you heard?
I think Mum might have had a call. Apparently there's no phone signal from where they're staying.
Is that what you tell her? He must be having a good time then.
He needed a break. He's been worrying a bit lately.
Business?
Yeah, mostly. One of his customers hasn't been paying.
No, Paul Clifford, I hope.
You know him?
Oh, I've heard him. Is that when Neil's been sending his wieners?
Some of them.
He's right to be worried then. One of my customers knows him. He reckons he's gone under.
You sure?
Of course I'm not sure. I'm only saying what I was told.
Yeah, right.
Could be a load of cobblers for all I know. Oh, we've got a visitor.
Have we? Oh, no.
It's half an hour wasted.
No way, I need to get this finished by 12.
Well, wouldn't he bet on it?
Hello, you two. Sorry to interrupt the good work.
Always glad to see you, Linda.
Thank you, Christopher.
Morning, Mrs. Snell.
Morning, Jezza.
So, what can we do for you, Linda?
Well, I saw you both busy over here, and you know, the thought suddenly struck me. It's a timeless rural icon.
What is?
Well, the village labourer. The dignity of work.
What are you on about?
I want you on my plinth, Christopher. You've heard about the Ambridge plinth.
Yeah, Mum was saying.
Well, what could be more fitting? The Ambridge farrier?
I don't think so.
Oh, Christopher, do please consider it.
No way.
But think, what a magnificent image. You standing there in your shirt sleeves, foot on an anvil perhaps, hammer in hand.
Oh, yeah, I can see it now.
What about the Ambridge milkman? That's iconic.
Yes, could be, I suppose.
Forget it.
Posing with a milk crate, what do you think?
There's no happening.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter with the lassie? We left her half an hour ago.
Never mind the milk crate. Maybe he should have a girl on his arm.
I hardly think so.
She wants to know when I'll be back. See what I'm up against.
Forget that. Make it a girl on each arm, right?
Well, I thought the meal was excellent. That duck was to die for. How was your steak?
Huh?
Your steak, how was it?
Yeah, fine.
Good.
Oh, great strike. Did you see that, Puss?
I did.
Turn and volley, brilliant.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he's a legend, that boy.
I wish we'd stayed in the restaurant.
Huh? That was like a morgue in there.
Well, at least we could have a conversation.
Food was good, though. I'll have to give him that.
I had a call from Mum yesterday. I tell you, she wants to have a chat about Jack's 90th.
Yeah?
Well, it's only a month away. Mum thinks we need a little family conflab. Jennifer's going to be there, I imagine.
Ah, right.
Still, I'll have to go. We want to give him a decent day. I don't know what Mum's got in mind, exactly.
Oh, yes, great ball. Oh, what's that idiot going to do with it? For goodness sake. Where are you going, Puss?
To get myself a drink.
Oh, yeah, right, you do that.
I'll ask the barman for some pound coins as well. If you're going to gawp at that screen all day, I might as well go and converse with a one-armed bandit.
Jazza had a brilliant idea for the Ambridge plinth.
Oh, yeah?
Linda turned it down, though.
Blatant censorship.
So what's the idea?
He wanted to sell stuff, didn't you, Jazza?
Performance art.
Sell what exactly?
Dodgy DVDs.
No, it could have been anything. Strawberries, DVDs, doesn't it matter, that's not the point.
So what is the point?
Well, you're standing there, right? You've made your contribution, you could say you've paid for the pitch. You ought to be allowed to flog whatever you like.
Not really in the spirit of it, though, is it?
Oh, it is. It's art.
Oh, I don't know how I'd call it art.
It's art because I say it is. What right's Linda Snell got to say it, isn't he?
Good point.
And another thing, it's historical. You look at village fairs in the Middle Ages. They'd all been selling stuff.
Well, that's true.
So my idea would have been true to tradition. She wouldn't have it, though. Daft old biddy. Ah, well, it's her loss.
You're a long way up to sell anything, though, I'd have thought. Anyway, are you going to stay and have some lunch with us, Jazza?
Nah, I better be getting back.
You sure?
Aye, only have her texting me again. Thanks for the coffee.
Oh, you're welcome.
And look, I'm sorry about this morning. Being late and everything.
Ah, well, it's done now.
See you then.
See you, Jazza.
Yeah, bye, Jazza.
So, how long till lunch then, Mum?
Oh, about 10 minutes. Everything's pretty well done.
Okay.
So it all went all right this morning then with the pigs?
Yeah, fine.
Good.
You spoken to Dad today?
Well, I tried. Went straight to voicemail as usual.
No signal?
Apparently not.
Ah, well.
Oh, by the way, I had another look for that fruit bowl. Still can't find it.
Oh, I don't believe this.
You would say, wouldn't you, if there'd been an accident?
Great, now I've been accused of smashing it.
No, you're not.
Good.
I'm sorry to go on about it, love, but that was a present from your dad. One of the nicest things he ever bought me.
Yeah, Mum, I remember.
Here, mash these for me, can you?
Okay.
Thanks.
Never mind fruit bowls. Jazza told me something a bit more important.
What?
You know, Dad's waiting for money from Paul Clifford.
Quite a large amount of money.
I don't want to worry you, but there's a chance he may not get it back.
Why? What you heard?
It's only a rumour, but Jazza reckons his business could be about to go under.
Well, thanks, Tiger. That was a bundle of laughs.
Well, sorry, I told you I wasn't in the mood.
Well, I thought you might have made the effort. Silly of me.
Oh, you don't understand what it's like. Having this hanging over you.
Believe me, I do.
Saps your energy, you can't get interested in anything.
Apart from football on TV.
Yeah, that's right.
And I seem to have been entirely invisible all lunchtime.
Oh, Puscat.
No, please, don't give it a thought. Let's get home and I'll find something interesting to do, like getting out the origami kit my dear sister gave me for Christmas.
Anyway, I should get the car back tomorrow.
Oh, right. And you'll be fine then. You won't have to put up with me making my demands, insisting we go out and have a life. You'll be able to slink off on your own and do whatever it is you have to do.
You just don't understand, do you?
Oh, I do, Tiger. You know what? I'm not sure that I want to anymore.
I must admit, Debbie's come up with a pretty impressive set of proposals.
Well, are you surprised?
No, I knew she'd make a good job of it. But it's more than that. She's been really creative in a whole lot of ways.
Oh, good.
Frankly, I reckon the BL board would have to be off their trolleys to turn us down.
Let's not take it for granted.
No, definitely not.
So, when did they come through? This morning?
Well, last night, actually. I was just about to go home. Thanks to Debbie's email, I was there another hour. Ian was livid. It was his night off.
Oh, dear.
But I wanted to check out one or two of the figures.
Oh, she'd expect that.
I couldn't find anything wrong, though. At the end, I just thought, wow.
Well done, Debbie.
Absolutely. Anyway, Mum, if you could let Brian know and ask him to tell me about the arrangements for Thursday.
Your presentation to the board?
Yep, that's it.
Will do.
Right. I'd better be off. Meant to be dropping off some strawberries at the shop.
Well, don't be late.
Thanks for the coffee. What time are you off to Gran's?
Oh, about 8:30.
Well, good luck.
I'm hoping Lillian's going to be in a better frame of mind, since it's about Jack's birthday arrangements.
You never know. Perhaps this'll bring you two together.
Oh, I wish. Oh, well, Adam, there was one thing.
Yeah?
These cropping proposals. Are they going to upset Will Grundy?
Well,
so they are.
Brian's told you, has he?
Only that Will didn't want the old set-aside land going back to cultivation.
Mum, this is a commercial farm. Our job's to produce food.
I know, darling.
Will's game birds come second, and he's going to have to accept that.
I can't tell you how glad we are to have the post office. If we'd lost that, I don't know how we'd have managed.
It's a struggle, isn't it?
Oh, it is when people don't pay their bills.
Is this Neil's business?
Yeah. He's been owed money on a bunch of wieners for ages.
Oh, dear.
And like the softy is, he goes and sends a second lot, even though he hasn't been paid for the first.
Oh, it is the same. He says yes to things before he's even worked out if there's any profit in it.
Don't suppose there's that much work around.
No, there ain't. But at least he's got some farm work at the moment. If this recession drags on into the winter, though, I don't know what we're going to do. There is one bright spot, though. Huh? I've got a bit more time to spend on my flower arrangement.
Oh, yes. How's that going?
Very well. I've got some lovely roses lined up.
Oh, good.
And I've had this idea for the label. Hmm? Well, all the people who let me have roses, I'm going to put their photos on. Oh. Just little ones alongside the title.
Oh, that's lovely.
I thought so. And I can't tell you how pleased I am with the bowl. It's going to set it off a treat.
Oops, sorry.
And Neil told you how grateful I am.
Morning.
Yeah. Oh, morning. Oh,
hello, Adam.
I've got the strawberries. Where do you want them?
Oh, can you put them in the storeroom for me? Oh, hang on, I'll make some space.
Thanks.
Excuse us, Clary. Shan't keep you a moment.
Don't you worry, I've got plenty of time.
Oh, Jennifer, come in.
Oh, hello, Mum. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Oh, I'm very well.
Good. Well, sit yourself down, dear.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Lillian.
Jennifer.
Let's pour you some coffee. Oh. We were just talking about doing something in the garden for Jack's birthday, weren't we, Lillian?
Yeah, we were.
Oh, that's a good idea. A garden party.
Oh, no, nothing quite as grand as that. More of an extended strawberry tea, I suppose you'd call it.
Oh, well, that sounds nice.
The garden's so beautiful at this time of year, and we've got a lovely summer house. There you are, dear.
Oh.
Help yourself to milk.
Thanks, Mum.
It means people can drop in whenever they want and see Jack.
Then it shouldn't be too stressful for him.
No, it'll all be very relaxed, in familiar surroundings.
Oh, I think it's a charming idea.
Good. I'm so glad you approve.
Oh, it sounds perfect.
Now, if you'll both excuse me a second, I've made a few sandwiches.
Oh, Mum, you shouldn't have done.
Oh, don't get too excited. It's nothing very exotic.
Yes, yes, I do, Lillian. I think it's a wonderful idea.
We thought so.
Absolutely. And if it's a nice day...
Well, it won't matter too much if it isn't.
Oh, well, no. We'll have a summer house, won't we? Yes. But if it is a nice day... That'll be super. Oh.
Well, here we are. As I said, nothing too elaborate, I'm afraid.
They look delicious, Mum.
I hope so. Now then, I must tell you both what Jack said when he went off this morning. Mm-hmm. Now, this will make you smile.
Hello, Neil. Welcome home.
Oh, thanks, love. Yes, that's nice to be back.
Have you had a good time?
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, I thought so. I didn't get many phone calls.
Oh, I'm sorry. They only had the one payphone.
Oh, never mind. As long as you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, I had a great time. Especially the Saturday night.
Oh, yes. Should I be worried?
No, nothing like that. We had this disco in the hotel and they played the hits of 1978. That's when I took over as captain.
Isn't that when the team started losing?
Ah, we don't mention
that. Oh, sorry.
I also picked up £20 I was owed for a bet. Must be a record, that, over 30 years later.
Oh, must be.
I had a bet with Bobby Waters that Ipswich Town would win the FA Cup that year. No one gave them a chance.
And they did?
Yeah, beat Arsenal 1-0. Bobby gave me 2-1 on it. I'd forgotten all about it.
Typical you.
Well, he reminded me and he paid out after all this time.
And what about the interest?
Oh, well...
Honestly, Neil, you're too soft.
It was good of him to remember.
Yeah, I'm shame it took him 30 years.
Well, anyway, how have you been, love, eh? Have you missed me?
Yeah.
Good.
I've got a bone to pick with you, though.
Why, what have I done?
I was looking for my lovely fruit bowl, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I was so worried.
Yes,
you may look guilty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot all about it.
Yeah, obviously.
I was rushing to pack my stuff for the weekend when Clary came round. You weren't here to ask, so I said she could have it.
Well, so why didn't you tell me on the phone?
Well, I meant to, but once we got up there with everything going
on... It went completely out of your head.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, I hope she'll look after it.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
I'm starting to think it had got broken. I practically accused Christopher.
I bet he wasn't happy about that.
No, he wasn't. Mm.
Well, anyway, safe and sound, so you can stop worrying.
Yeah.
If you'd been here, you'd have made exactly the same decision. You wouldn't have said no to Clary either.
Probably not.
Everything all right with the pigs? Jazza come in okay?
Yeah. Everything's fine.
Oh, good.
Except...
What?
Well, I hate to worry the moment you get back, but... Well, Jazza heard a rumour from one of his customers about Paul Clifford.
What about him?
Now, there might not be anything in it, but... Well, according to this bloke, he's about to go under.
Well, I must say, that's a load off my mind.
Oh, splendid.
Just knowing Jack's going to have a good day and that you'll both be here to help.
Of course we will.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, both of you. Now, can I get anyone another drink?
Oh, not me, I'm afraid. I must go.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. I really appreciate it.
It's going to be a lovely day, I know it is.
Yes.
Oh, don't worry. See myself out. Bye, Lillian.
Bye.
Bye, dear.
Bye, Mum.
I'm so glad to see you girls are getting on better.
Mm.
In the end, we're family, aren't we? That's the important thing.
Do you mind if I get myself another glass of wine?
Oh, of course not. You don't have to ask.
Thanks, Mum.
And how are you and Matt getting on with all this hanging over you?
Oh, it's not good, I'm afraid.
Well, how could it be?
You know the worst thing, Mum? As it goes on, he seems to be... falling away from me as if I'm some sort of encumbrance.
I'm sure he doesn't think that.
Oh, that's what it feels like. He can't wait to get away. He was off again this morning as soon as he got the car back.
Why, has it been in the garage?
Yeah, he pranged it. Oh, don't ask me how. He never really explained it.
Oh, Lillian.
He never even came home that night. I was sick with worry.
Why didn't you tell me?
Come on, you've got enough on your plate.
But I want to know. I'm still your mother.
As far as he's concerned, we've all let him down, especially Brian and Jennifer.
Well, that's no reason for him taking it out on you.
If only they'd supported him about BL, instead of stabbing him in the back. That's why I can't forgive them, Mum.
Bad news, I'm afraid.
Huh?
The rumour's true.
How do you know?
I got it from the man himself. I finally got through.
Oh, just what we need.
Oh, it's like Jazza says. Looks like he isn't going to survive.
Oh, no.
He was supplying organic pork to one of the supermarkets, and a few weeks ago he lost the contract. He's been struggling ever since.
Well, what about our money?
Well, he's promised to pay whatever he can.
How long's that going to take?
I've no idea.
Like I said, Neil, you're too soft.
Well, what's the point in ranting if he hasn't got the money?
And so what are we going to do? You say we're nearly out of feed.
Oh, there's enough for another 3 weeks, give or take.
And then what?
I could try some other feed companies, see if they'll give me a bit of credit.
What are the chances of that?
Oh, I've no idea. Pig prices are better, that should help.
And if they won't?
Maybe I can sell off some of the sows.
Except you'll be cutting production just when prices have come good.
Well, what else can I do?
Oh, Neil.
Anyway, I'd better get on. Let's not worry about it now, eh?
Mm.
I'll see you later, love.
Yeah, okay.
Something will turn up, I dare say.
You think so?
Oh, hi, Clary.
Hello, Neil.
Clary, come in.
Oh, thanks. What's the matter with Neil? Didn't he have a very nice time?
No, it's not that. We've just had some bad news about that debt I was telling you about.
Oh, dear.
Oh, never mind. We'll sort it out, I expect.
I hope so.
Oh, can I make you a cup of tea?
No, it's all right. I won't stop. I just had to come round and say about the bowl.
Oh, that's...
No, I feel terrible about it. There's me going on about my flower arrangement. You didn't even know I'd got it.
Oh, Neil forgot to mention it, I'm afraid.
Whatever must you have thought? And there's you imagining it had been broken.
Or stolen.
Oh, I'm so sorry, love. If I'd have known, I'd have phoned up and asked you.
Oh, I know you would, Clary.
Now, look, if you want it back, I'll go straight home and get it.
No, don't be silly. I'm looking forward to seeing your lovely roses in it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course I'm sure.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. I'll take great care of it, I promise you.
I know you will. And to be honest, it doesn't seem quite so important anymore.
Huh?
Oh, what's worrying me is how we're going to keep Neil's business going.
That serious, is it?
Oh, I'm afraid so, Clary. Just when things ought to be getting easier.
I honestly don't know what she sees in him.
Well, I don't know.
His shows her zero commitment, but he's only got to call and she's over there like a shot.
Well, I suppose there's a sort of... dishevelled charm about Jazza.
Oh, is that what they call it?
Women seem to go for it. Happens all the time.
You're not making me feel better here, Tom.
I wouldn't worry about it. She'll be okay.
Would you have a word with him?
No way!
Go on. He'd listen to you.
What am I supposed to say? Look here, Jazzer, old chap. Are your intentions strictly honourable towards this young lady?
No, of course not. Uh-huh. Warn him off more like.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Anyway, I think he might be getting more serious.
Why'd you say that?
Well, he was talking about taking her out on his day off.
Oh, no.
And that's tomorrow.
Oh, what'll it be, I wonder, a day in the betting shop? Snooker hall?
Oh, come on. Give the guy a break. She'll probably have a great time.
You think so?
How many more of these lettuces do you want?
Better have another couple of boxes. We sell a lot this weather.
Okay.
You in a hurry to get off?
I'd better go soon.
Well, just say I can cut the rest.
Thanks.
Can't have you late for your little tryst, can we? Where are you taking Brenda, anyway?
On the river, if the weather stays like this.
Oh, very romantic.
Well, it's her last exam. I thought we'd mark the occasion, you know, end of student life and all that.
Quite right.
So I thought, if the weather's anything like, hire a skiff in Borchester and do a champagne picnic.
You're pretty romantic, aren't you, really? On the quiet.
Seemed like a nice idea, that's all.
All ready for you, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Mum. You're a star.
I've done you some smoked salmon sandwiches, plus there's some strawberries in there and a tub of cream.
Brilliant.
So you're part of this little plan, are you?
Oh, it's such a lovely idea. I wish your father had a bit more of that about him.
Oh, be fair, Mum. He did take you to that steam traction rally.
Don't remind me.
I ought to be off.
Yeah, you go. We'll finish the lettuces.
Well, thanks a million, both of you.
Have a great time.
And don't forget the bubbly. It's in the fridge, chilling.
Okay, thanks.
Hope the rain keeps off.
Ah, so that's the end of student life then, is it?
I'm afraid so.
Ah, no more all-night partying. No more lying in till lunchtime.
Do you know, I seem to have missed out on all that.
So where's Tom taking you to celebrate?
I'm not sure. He mentioned that new pizza place.
All right, I've heard good reports.
Sorry, we ought to be having lunch here.
No, of course, okay. I can take it. You want somewhere a bit more upmarket.
I'm sure this would be a great place to celebrate.
Yeah, well, maybe not at the moment, but when I've turned it into a cafe bar...
Oh, is that the plan?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's great. Fantastic position.
Yeah, well, that's what I keep telling everyone. I have to say, I've run into a certain amount of opposition.
Well, innovators always do.
Yeah, you're right, yeah? You know, when I told my solid, reliable, straight-laced brother, do you know what his reaction was?
No, tell me.
Fantasy. A drunken dream.
Everything starts with a dream.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you still believe it in the morning, it's real.
Well, no, apparently it's the wrong time to start that sort of business.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. As if there's ever a right time. But as he so cheerfully pointed out, pubs are going down like ninepins at the moment.
Yeah, but this isn't going to be a pub.
No, quite. It will be, quite simply, the coolest, most exciting, most elegant all-day watering hole in the whole county.
Don't understate it, Kenton. Big it up a bit.
It is going to be Cheers Reincarnated. Boston, come to Borchester.
I can't wait.
Well, I'm afraid you're in fairly limited company there.
No, not for long.
Well, hopefully.
So what does Kathy think about it?
Oh, all she can see are the long hours. She reckons I won't ever get time off.
You'll have staff.
Yeah, of course.
I could come and work here, you know.
Would you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, things are pretty bleak on the job market, and it sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I don't think Kathy's quite grasped the possibilities yet.
Hiya, Bran. Sorry to keep you waiting.
That's all right. We've been quite happy, haven't we, Kenton?
Yeah, good thing you came along when you did, Tom. I was just about to give Brenda a contract.
Kenton's opening a cafe bar.
Really? Yeah, well, nothing definite yet, but...
Well, it's got to happen. I want to come and work here.
What?
Tell him about it, Kenton.
Can I get you anything first?
Oh, yes, please. I'll have another cappuccino.
Uh-huh. Tom?
Sorry, we haven't got that much time.
Yes, we have. We're only going for a pizza.
Well...
Make it two cappuccinos, can't you, Kenton?
Well, thanks for giving us a hand with these.
That's okay. It's nice to get out for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Right. Better get back to the shop, I suppose.
You got time for a coffee first?
Oh, yeah, why not? Kirsty and Anya can cope.
You'll have to excuse me while I make a quick call to the Echo, only I don't want to miss their deadline.
What's this for?
Oh, Colin's replacement. Need to get the ad in.
Oh, you know, I was thinking about that, Mum. Is it something we ought to rush into?
How do you mean?
Maybe we don't need to replace him. The way things are at the moment, maybe we should try and save a salary.
What?
Cover the hours ourselves. We've got Clary. You said she wanted extra hours.
Well, she does. Things are pretty tight, I gather. Eddie's income's way down.
Well, there you are, then. We can give her a few extra hours, and unless there's a miraculous upturn in the shop, I could do quite a bit.
Could you?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, Anya and Kirsty have got the shop sussed between them, and isn't it what we planned when we bought the freehold of this place? A real family business?
It's certainly what your dad and I wanted.
Well, this could be the way to make it happen.
And something else we're going to do big time, cocktails. Ooh. Now, there's nowhere in this town that does serious cocktails.
Oh, no. I've never gone much on cocktails.
Oh, Tom, buddy, you should get out more.
That's what I'm always telling him.
Yeah, quite. You know, unless you've savoured a Barnacle Jacks, your education cannot be said to be complete.
Sorry, Barnacle Jacks?
Yeah, I got it from one of my old seafarer mates. You probably want to know what's in it, yeah?
Yeah, what?
OK, well, let's start with a rum. You need a decent white one, and I always use the best.
We're going to have to go.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
OK, well, some other time, then. I'll have to mix one for you one of these days.
Well, I look forward to it.
You haven't forgotten our engagement party, Friday night in the bull upstairs.
No, we'll be there.
Great.
Oh, the only thing is, Fridays can be a bit difficult. Don't always get away from here too early.
No, no problem. Get there when you can.
Yeah, and you try and be there by 10, because we've got a live set from The Lies, Fallon's band.
Oh, well, it won't be that late.
Yeah, should be some good music. Fallon's mate's running the disco.
And don't worry, it won't be all student indie. We've told her all sorts.
Well, we'll look forward to it.
Right, time we were off, Bran.
Yeah, OK. See you, Kenton.
Yeah, see ya.
OK, see ya. Oh, and enjoy your pizza.
The idea is that people just drop round during the day whenever they want to.
All right.
They can wish Jack happy birthday, depending on how he is, that is.
Yeah, of course.
There'll be strawberries and cream on offer, and cups of tea. Should be a really nice day, especially if the weather's good.
That sounds like the ideal arrangement.
I hope so. It's well done to Lillian and Jennifer for sorting it out.
Well, they're talking to each other, then.
Well, they are over this. How long it's going to last is anyone's guess.
Maybe that's what it needed. Big family issue to take over.
Yeah. Jennifer's hoping this'll warm things up permanently, but I must say I have my doubts.
Really?
Well, it goes pretty deep with Lillian. She feels they've been betrayed, her and Matt.
But Matt got himself into this. It's his own doing.
Well, of course it is. I told Jennifer to stop beating herself up about it.
What's the point?
She was out in the garden picking flowers when I went round for this WI floral arrangement. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, Clary was talking about it. She's doing something with roses, I think.
Well, so I gather. Sounds a really nice idea. Mm. Putting pictures of all the growers on the label.
Clever.
But Fry's supposed to be doing something with vegetable leaves.
What, smoking them?
No, I don't think so. I meant to put something in myself, but as usual, I never got round to it.
I know, it's finding the time.
Well, the workload's certainly not going to get any less from now on if we're not replacing Colin.
I definitely think it's worth a try, Mum. If it doesn't work out, well, then
I'll have a chat with Tony. I've got a feeling he'll agree.
This is the life, eh?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Drifting along, heading for nowhere in particular.
Except for a bunch of willows.
Going wherever the current takes you. Could be a metaphor for life, really.
Is this really Tom Archer speaking? The most driven man I know?
I'm not, am I?
The same man who talks of building the biggest organic food enterprise in Britain.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Well, maybe I'm mellowing. Now you and I are solid, and I'm back on the farm. Maybe I'm entering a new phase of contentment.
Oh, believe that when I see it.
Wait a minute. Oh, Bren, you could have warned me.
I did.
Oh, push off, can you?
Oh, charming.
I meant the boat, silly.
Aye, aye, Captain. There you go.
Let's get out of these shallows, shall we?
See? That's what happens when you drift along aimlessly.
Yeah, well, remind me not to do it again. Now then. What do you say we open the bubbly?
I thought we were going to moor up somewhere.
OK. How about over there?
Oh, no, those bullocks.
Well, so what? They won't bother us. Me and bullocks are fine.
No, let's go on a bit.
OK, hang on then.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, just getting the bubbly.
Careful! careful. The other's in the water.
Oh, you're quite safe. Don't panic.
Yeah, like you're an expert in boats.
Oh, I don't like to brag, but I was once the under-10s pedalo champion of Arkwright Lake, don't you know?
That's okay, then. You're ready to captain the Queen Elizabeth.
Here. Grab these, can you? Ah, thanks.
Proper glasses. I'm impressed.
Of course. Only the best on this boat.
You and the Titanic.
Our bottle's still chilled. Excellent.
And I thought we were going to that pizza place.
Oh, would you have rather?
Don't be silly.
OK, so Felpersham Uni isn't exactly Cambridge, and this isn't a punt.
But the Am isn't that different from the Cam.
Well, once you get past the canning factory.
It's nicer, I think.
Right, here we go. You got those glasses ready?
Oh, yep.
There we are.
Nearly had us in again.
Yeah, I nearly spilled the bubbly. Much more serious.
Yeah, don't do that, whatever you do.
Okay, well, here's to you, Bren. And the end of your student days.
And the start of our life together. It's going to be great.
I'll drink to that. Cheers.
Cheers.
We're going to be fantastic, you and me. I just know it.
You're just a closet romantic, Tom Archer.
Well, don't let it get out. It'll ruin my business reputation.
It's okay. Your secret's safe with me.
Good.
I love you, Tom.
And I love you.
Oh, look out! The oar!
Oh, damn.
What are you going to do now? Pedalo, Tom.
Don't worry. I'll get it back. Put your champagne down and okay. Pass us the other oar, can you?
Oh, right, there you go.
Thank you. Now then, if I can just manoeuvre us.
It's not going to work.
Yep, it is.
Tom, be careful. Tom. Whoa. Tom!
Is Dad's business in real trouble?
He's very worried about it, Christopher. We both are.
It can't be that bad. You've been through bad times before.
Oh, we have. But we'd be in much better position if people had paid your dad what they owed him.
Yeah, well, remember a couple of years back, Dad was going on about how bad pig prices were and how most producers weren't going to survive.
Well, some of them didn't.
Well, it's not like that now. Dad was saying prices are better.
But when you get hit by bad debt, and oh, what with the banks being a lot tougher than they used to be, any business can get into trouble.
So why all the talk about splashing out on a new watch for me?
Oh, Christopher, it's your 21st.
So? It's only a number.
Listen, your dad and me have discussed this, and we really want to mark the occasion. It's something we want to celebrate, especially as we're not giving you a party or anything.
I'll have plenty of party in Southampton when I fetch Alice. Believe me.
Well then, what's wrong with us buying you a decent present instead?
OK, but you don't have to splash out on a flashy watch.
You need one, you know you do.
No, what I need is a new strap.
Oh, come on, look at it. The glass is all scratched.
So get me a new strap and replace the glass. That'll be great. Thank you very much.
Christopher, we want to get you something special. Why are you so against it?
And you've just been telling me how dodgy the business is and how short of money we are.
Oh, I wish I hadn't now.
Why not? If it's a fact.
Look, this has nothing to do with how well the business is doing. 21 is a milestone in your life and, well, we've got enough put away to mark it in some way. So please, please don't worry about it.
Oh, Mum.
All I'm asking is for you to take a couple of hours at lunchtime to help me choose it. Now, can you do that?
I suppose. I got to be at the stables by 3.
Well, if we can get off about 12:30, that should be long enough. We might as well go in together.
OK.
Well, you'll do it.
Mum, if it'll make you happy to throw money at me, who am I to object?
Hi, babe. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Jazz.
You all set?
Yeah.
Let's go then.
Great.
It's a great day for it. Oh, you bought your sun cream.
Yeah, where are we going?
Oh, not far. Only Borchester.
Where in Borchester?
It's the nice wee place I know, on the bypass.
You've got your pickup?
Aye. I thought you might like a nice strawberry tea. So I bought some along. But 300 punnets to be exact.
What's this? A scientific survey?
Oh, my love. Well, I suppose it is, in a manner of speaking.
Not an excuse.
An excuse for what?
Not getting on with drenching the ewes.
No, no. No, I, just wanted to test out my judgment.
Yeah?
Well, this is the paddock they just moved out of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had a look at it and decided it was about time.
Oh, I'd agree, looking at it.
Yeah, that's fine, but we need to check out these decisions. Otherwise, we're looking in poor management.
So you've been measuring the sward?
Sward height, yeah, which is a pretty fair approximation.
And have we passed?
Yeah, it's 11.5 centimetres on average.
Hey, brilliant!
Yeah, I'd say we were pretty well spot on.
Not bad for a couple of amateurs, eh?
Well, let's not get carried away. It's only one decision.
True.
And the next one we've got to make is whether or not to top dress. How are the milk yields looking at the moment?
A bit below last year.
Well, you'd expect that.
Not significantly, though.
You know, I'm tempted not to put any nitrogen on for the moment. Clover's looking pretty good.
Well, I won't hold up the thinking process. I just wanted to let you know I'm popping out at lunchtime.
Oh, okay.
I thought I'd nip down to the church, have a look at the floral display entries.
Oh, yeah, Mum's got one in, hasn't she?
Yeah, sounds rather nice. She's done a sort of miniature quarry garden using rocks.
Well, I suppose I ought to go down myself. Not today, though.
Well, the display's on till Saturday, so there's no great rush.
All right. Oh, love.
Yeah?
If you see Mum down there, can you ask her about the royal?
Yeah, of course. I should think they'll jump at it.
Well, as it's the last one ever, it would be nice if we all went together.
Pip's keen too, she was saying this morning.
Yeah? Well, let's go for it then. You know, it's the end of a great national institution. So I reckon we should give it a good send-off.
Are you sure you're happy with it?
Ecstatic.
Because we've got time to go back and change it.
Mum, I love it, okay?
Well, as long as you're sure.
Look at it. What's not to be happy about? It's really cool.
It's not quite what your dad and me had in mind.
Yeah, some old duffer's watch.
Oh, now, come on. Some of those ones we saw in Webster's, oh, they were magnificent.
Yeah, if you're a company director or something, want to make an impression with the board. Not my bag, though.
Well, the other thing, of course, is that they'd last forever, that sort of watch.
Who was that?
Oh, well, it's your choice.
And I'm very happy with it, Mum.
And it's not because you think we can't afford it, your dad and me.
Like I said, if you two want to throw cash at me, go right ahead. But this is the one I wanted.
Good.
It's shockproof, waterproof to 100 metres, and tells me the time in about 50 countries. What else could I want?
Nothing, I suppose.
Better than that, it'll look great on my bare arm when I'm partying on Friday. Mum, it's perfection.
Good.
Hey, what's this?
Where?
Well, look who it is. Pull over, Mum.
What?
In the lay-by. Pull over, quick.
How are we doing?
Huh? 32 punnets sold since you nodded off.
That's my get-up.
Yeah, pretty good, eh?
I knew you'd be a natural at this game. It's no puppy dog eyes of yours.
Oh, one woman wanted to know if they were organic.
I hope you said aye.
But they're not.
What's that got to do with anything? They're as good as. It's a scientific fact.
No, it isn't.
Listen, that lass is dope because she wanted a pleasure experience, right? And she'd have had it too if you'd come out with the right answer. As it is, she's gone away disappointed. Hope you're proud of yourself.
What?
Oh, sharp customers.
Yeah, right.
You better let me deal with these two.
You're the boss.
Listen and learn. All right, you two. Lovely day.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
How are you doing?
Pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
People seem to be getting a message about strawberries. High in antioxidants. Very good for the sex life.
Is that a fact?
It's a good sales pitch, anyway.
Well, it's no sales pitch. That's an established fact, that is. Proved by the latest scientific research. Am I right in it?
Definitely.
So, if you want to spice up your love life...
How much are they?
£1.50 a punnet, just like it says in the sign.
But what are you going to knock them out to us for?
Sorry, that's my rock-bottom price, I'm afraid.
Come on, we're friends, aren't we?
So we may be, but I've got a living to make.
Yeah, of course you have.
How much do you sell them for in the shop, then?
£1.60.
There you are. You're getting a great deal down here.
You could buy them at the farm a lot cheaper.
Well, you better do that then.
Okay. See ya.
A pound to you, special price, for one day only. Okay, Jazza?
Well, we hang on a minute.
That sounds better.
When you buy four.
Four?
Well, that's very reasonable, I'd have thought.
Go on then. Four it is.
You're going to put us out of business.
I doubt that.
You going to Tom and Brenda's party Friday?
Me? Oh, I can't, I'm afraid. Won't be here.
Oh, that's a shame. Here we are. £4. That right?
Thanks.
Do you want a carry bag for these?
It's okay, we'll manage, thanks.
We're going, aren't we, Jazza?
It's possible.
Should be a good night. Christopher will be at his own party, won't you, Christopher?
Yeah.
It's his 21st. Oh, yeah, of course. Where are you having it?
Southampton.
Oh, well, have a great time.
I intend to.
Right, there you are. Four punnets of the very best. Hope you enjoy them.
Yeah, I'm sure we will, thank you.
No problem. See you then.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
Listen, maybe you need to remember who's paying you.
Sorry?
You're supposed to be pushing the price up, no knocking it down.
I got us a sale, didn't I? I thought you'd be pleased.
I'd have got 150 out of them if you hadn't interfered.
No, you wouldn't. They were halfway back to the car.
I had the measure of them. Don't you worry about that. They'd have been back.
You think so?
I know so. You've just lost me £2.
I was only trying to help.
Maybe you should just concentrate on selling, right? Leave the marketing policy to me.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, Clary, I was just admiring it. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It's a wonderful idea. You must be very pleased.
I am, really. Well, you never know quite how it's going to turn out, do you?
You are clever.
It's the roses that make it.
And the way they're put together.
Kind of you to say so.
It's true.
And that gorgeous yellow one from you, it sets it off a treat, I think.
It does. Funny to think we've been enjoying it all these years and we had no idea where it came from.
Yeah, back in the 70s it were. My dad planted it as a thank you present to Mrs. Archer.
What for?
Well, he'd been off work, apparently, flu or something, and she sent him over some of her honey.
That sounds like Jill.
Yeah, anyway, he really appreciated it, so afterwards he went round and planted the rose bush.
Oh, what a nice story.
Yeah, it came from a cutting in his own garden originally.
I can see why you wanted it in the exhibit.
Couldn't leave me old dad out, could I?
And I love the picture of him.
Yeah, that one's me favourite. Oh, but look, I hope you don't mind me putting his picture in instead of yours.
Of course not.
Because all the others are the ones who give me the roses. I did want me dad in there somewhere.
Clary, I think it's absolutely lovely. He deserves to win.
Oh, I don't know about that. Mrs. Archer's done a nice one herself.
Yeah, it's very good, but I think yours beats it. It's so imaginative.
Well, anyway, we'll just have to wait and see.
We will.
Hey, Bert Fry's done a very interesting one. All his vegetable leaves.
Amazing, isn't it?
I don't know where he found them perfect cabbage leaves. All mine's got little holes in them.
Mine too. Slugs, I suppose.
Or caterpillars.
Well, good luck on Friday.
Thanks. Oh, it's a shame everybody can't win, really.
Well, my money's on yours for the most imaginative category. It's a beautiful arrangement. And the ball's perfect.
Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it? Susan Carter lent it me.
Oh, it's Susan's.
Yeah. Wasn't it kind of her? Present from her and Neil, so it's very special.
It would be.
I'll be taking great care of it, of course. But nothing much is going to hurt it here in the church.
I wouldn't have thought so.
So, I reckon it's fingers crossed for the big day.
Laszlo, can you go and work with Yarny at the far end?
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, hi, Brian.
I just wanted to touch base about what was happening this morning.
Yeah, sure. What time do you want me there?
Well, look, the board meeting's kicking off in about half an hour's time.
Mm-hmm, fine.
And we've got about an hour of other business. So if you could get yourself along there about 10:30...
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I'll make myself scarce and you can put the proposal to the rest of the board.
How long have I got?
Well, 30 minutes ought to do it, I'd have thought.
Yeah, should do.
Well, good luck with it.
Yeah, thanks.
What I've seen of Debbie's plans, you ought to be home and dry. I mean, mustn't count our chickens, of course.
Brian!
Hello, Jenny.
Hi, Mum.
Morning, Adam.
What's the problem, darling?
Well, I thought you'd want to know. Will called in just after you'd left. Very keen to see you.
Ah, right.
He's getting himself very worked up about these game crops of his.
Not again.
Well, apparently you still haven't told him what's going to happen to these ex-set-aside fields, Adam.
No, because until the board make a decision on Debbie's cropping plans, we don't know.
Well, I knew that. But I couldn't say it to him, could I?
No, of course you couldn't.
Well, I told him I'd pass on the message. You know, he really is getting himself in a state about it.
I'm not quite sure why. He said keeper, that's all. He gets told the cropping plans when they've been decided.
Well, yes.
He seems to be running around trying to influence policy. I don't want to be nasty, but frankly, it's none of his business.
Well, that's not quite fair, Adam. I mean, he's passionate about running a good shoot here. And I must say, I'm rather glad about that.
Even so, it's his job to work with whatever resources he's given. It's not his place to go around shouting the odds.
Well, whatever's happening, I think somebody should put him in the picture soon.
Well, hopefully we'll know by lunchtime.
Good.
Though I have to say, if the board's decision goes the way we hope, I'm not relishing the thought of telling William what that means.
Breakfast?
No, thanks.
So what has today got in store, then?
Business?
Not again.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
Listen, I'm a businessman. It's what I do. I don't expect the third degree every time I go out.
I didn't ask you where you were going.
No, but you were about to.
No, I wasn't.
No.
I think I've got every right to
see,
ask.
See, there you go again. Suspicious all the time. That's all I ever get from you.
Because you never tell me anything.
Well, let me tell you this, my sweet. My business interests didn't start and finish with Borchester Land. If you think I'm finished because a bunch of spineless non-entities managed to wheedle me off the board, you're mistaken.
I never thought that.
So, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Puscat, but I'm not quite ready to follow you around the supermarket pushing a trolley. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Matt! Matt!
Adam, good to see you.
Morning, Martin.
Now then, can I get you a coffee before we go through?
That'd be nice.
You can bring it with you.
Thanks.
How'd you like it?
Milk, no sugar, please.
Right you are. We're all looking forward to hearing your proposals.
Excellent.
I see you've got your laptop. We've got the screen.
Great, thanks. And you're giving me half an hour, is that right?
Take as long as you like, but we're thinking of about that.
Should be fine.
Good. There we are then.
Thanks.
Right, well, if you'd like to follow me, I'll introduce you to the board.
Lily, what are you doing?
Coming with you.
Oh, that was just stupid.
I'm sick of being treated like a doormat.
Histrionics I don't need. Can you get out, please?
No. If you won't tell me what you're up to, I'll just have to find out for myself.
I told you I've got business to do. Now, can you please get out?
No way.
Oh, for God's sake, Lily.
I'm not moving, and that's that.
Fine. Your funeral.
I think we can safely say this has been a challenging year, though, of course, we don't yet know the final outcome. As you can see from the figures, input costs have remained obdurately high. I've highlighted fertilisers and agrochemicals in particular. We don't know which way these are headed in the new crop year, but Debbie has put together a cropping programme that provides a certain degree of insurance against further price rises. As I'll now show you, it's a programme that balances profitability with income security. And there are the figures. No doubt you're all looking at the bottom line. I'm sure you'll agree they're pretty good.
So we're not going into Borchester?
Obviously not, since we're on the bypass.
So where are we going?
Oh, same old questions. Are you ever going to shut up?
No, not till I get some answers. Are you going to tell me? Matt?
Oh, for God's sake.
I want to know, Matt.
The motorway, right? We're going to the motorway.
And then where?
Oh,
where, Matt?
How the hell do I know?
Well, of course you know.
No, see, you're wrong, Puscat. I never know. When I come out in the morning, I don't have the foggiest idea where I'm going to end up. There, satisfied now?
But
What's the point?
The point, my love, is this.
You mean driving?
Yeah, and speed.
Are you telling me that all this time it was just about the driving?
Correct.
There were no business meetings?
None whatsoever. You were quite right. There's nothing, nothing at all. Just this.
But why?
Oh, it's the only thing that clears the fog, the miserable, choking dog's breakfast of a muddle that's stifling me. See, when I get to here, it starts to go.
What do you mean, here?
80.
Matt.
I can feel it lifting for us, just floating away. And the quicker we go...
Matt, please.
See, the miracle of adrenaline. It's a lifesaver. And it gets better. We'll be on the motorway soon.
The main difference you'll notice compared with last year's programme is this area here. These two fields, just over 21 hectares in all. You'll see we're proposing spring barley, grown on contract for malting. This will be a first for us. Deb has researched it thoroughly. The demand's there and contracts are available. A few years ago, we wouldn't have looked at this crop, but with the new environmental schemes on offer, it starts to make sense.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Do we take it you're including these environmental payments in your bottom line?
We are. What we're looking at is the full range of products we can offer from your land. Not just crops and animals, but wildlife habitat as well. Mm. Our aim is to optimise the return from the estate while building in a measure of sustainability. I imagine you see yourselves in this for the medium term, at least.
Oh, absolutely.
Good. Well, I hope you'll agree this proposal has an awful lot to offer.
Here we go. This is where it starts to get interesting.
Careful, Matt!
Oh, what's your problem? There's loads of room.
It's too much traffic.
Yeah, exactly how I like it.
This isn't going to help anything.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Makes all the difference. I can feel it already. Huh? Can you feel it, Prisca?
Look at your speed, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, we're not there yet. You any idea what this thing can do?
This makes sense of the speeding ticket.
No, damn.
And is this how you got the bash?
That was nothing. Misjudged a roundabout, that's all. I was hardly moving at the time.
Look out, he's pulling out!
Hey, stupid idiot! Don't these guys ever look in the mirror?
Matt, please!
Don't panic, that's what the middle lane's for.
But he probably wasn't expecting you to be approaching so fast.
He's a fool, then. Come on, Puska, relax, go with the flow. You might even get to like it.
So, it's, on with the overalls and back on the tractor now, is it?
That's the general idea. Well, maybe not the tractor. No, we're going flat out on the strawberries at the moment.
Yeah, going well, are they?
Yeah, not too bad. Especially at farmers' markets.
Don't you find farmers' markets difficult? I mean, from a labour point of view.
No, my mum does them.
Oh, I see,
yeah. Yeah, that's the advantage of being a family farm.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're not proposing that we go down that route. A bit specialist with the estate, I'd have said.
Well, I agree. You need to stay flexible. No, it's a volatile business, soft commodities. Right, that's me done.
Well, look, thanks so much for coming in.
Right, pleasure.
We'll now discuss your proposals and let you know in due course.
Fine. Thank you.
See, this is the life. No one to touch us now. That's it, fools like this. Come on, out the way. At last, thank you.
Matt, what happens if we blow a tyre?
Won't happen, Puscat. And if it did, would it be so terrible?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought about it more than once. On my travels, slight touch on the wheel. That's it. End off. Only then I get to think of you, Puscat, and I can't.
Matt!
But we're together now, aren't we, eh? Huh? Wouldn't it be the answer? The end of all this rubbish? Just a little nudge on the wheel?
Pull over, I want to get out.
That's all right.
But... I said pull over!
All right, if that's what you want. There you are. Out you get.
Don't do this, Matt, please!
You want it out? Now, get out!
Matt, please!
Matt!
It was all decided in about 10 minutes flat. The feeling was we'd be mad to change contractors now, which I could have told them from the start.
Just as well you didn't.
So the home farm team's okay for another year at least.
And when are you going to tell Will?
Oh, soon. I'm going to have to work out a story first.
Well, don't leave it to Adam.
No, well, we can't have that. He'd be too triumphant about it.
But it's good news, you think?
It's very good news. This arrangement's ideal for making efficiency savings, which is to all our benefits, home farm as well as the estate.
Brian, you're there.
Oh, hello, Adam. You did pretty well today.
Never mind that now. Any chance of you nipping up to the strawberry tunnels? I've got to shoot off.
What's happened, darling?
I've just had Lillian on the phone. She's in a terrible state.
Oh, my God, what's happened?
Matt's dumped her on the side of a motorway in Worcestershire somewhere.
He's done what?
Yeah, I know. It sounds crazy. She's practically hysterical.
Oh, come on then, let's go.
Actually, Mum, I think it might be better if I went on my own.
She's my sister.
I know, Mum, but it was me she called.
Oh, well, you think so?
I do, but as soon as I know anything, I'll give you a call, all right? That's a promise.
I can't get over the feeling I've let him down.
But you haven't.
He relied on me for support, and what did I give him? A load of grief.
Oh, that's not true.
I even accused him of having an affair.
You've heard nothing?
Nothing. Since you dropped me off this morning. Oh, I'm not sure I thanked you either.
What for?
Everything, darling. Coming out to pick me up on the motorway. Letting me stay last night.
We weren't going to let you spend the night on your own.
And it was very kind.
Any time. You know that.
I hadn't realised how deadly quiet this place could be. I've been listening for the sound of his wheels on the gravel. Never comes. It's just the awful silence.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I might have to stay over again tonight. Can you bear it?
Of course, you know that.
Thanks.
Come back with me now, if you like. I was planning to look in on Tom and Brenda's party, but I can easily give it a miss.
No, you go ahead.
Are you sure?
Of course, darling.
Matt's tough, Lillian.
I know. But everyone has their breaking point, and I'm terrified he may have reached his.
Look, if anything had happened to him, you'd have heard.
That's what I keep telling myself. But he was driving like a man possessed. And when he started talking about ending it...
Hey, look, a lot of people say things like that. It doesn't mean anything.
No.
And Matt's a good driver. I mean, yeah, he might be fast, but he knows how to handle that car.
That's true.
He's probably on his way back now. You'll be hearing his wheels on the gravel.
Oh, my God, I hope so.
You will.
One, two.
Hiya, birthday girl.
Oh, hi, you two.
Hi, Fallon.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just setting up.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's good. Hey, Tom. I didn't realise you were so cute when you were 10.
Oh.
Wouldn't go there, Fallon.
Listen, my future father-in-law's a dead man when I catch up with him.
Oh, it was him sending the photo to the Echo.
Must have been. And I've got a feeling someone not a million miles away might have helped him.
Honestly, Tom, I didn't know anything about it. Do you really think I'd want that one of me in the paper?
You look sweet.
Ugh, embarrassing. All those freckles.
Let's move on, shall we? So, you've got the sound system sorted?
Yeah.
And you got our playlist?
All set up. What time do you want Lice to do their set?
About 10. Is that okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Right, well, we'll see you later then.
Hey, thanks for the birthday card, by the way.
Hope you saw the funny side.
Well, yeah, it was hilarious. And whose choice was it? Or shouldn't I ask?
Yeah, mine, actually.
Now, why aren't I surprised?
We're all broad-minded, aren't we? This is the 21st century, don't forget.
So it may be. I still wish I hadn't opened it in front of Sid, though.
Oh, no.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, Clary! We were just thinking how brilliant it were.
Oh, you don't have to say
no,
that.
No, we were, weren't we, Vicky?
We were saying what a clever idea it was, connecting each rose to an actual person.
And I see the judge agrees with us. First prize for the most imaginative interpretation.
It's amazing, isn't it? I never won nothing like this before.
Oh, it's very well deserved, I'd say.
Definitely.
Thank you. Tell me something, though, Clary. Who's the old gentleman in the cap? It's not someone in the village, is it?
Oh, no, that's my dad.
Is he really?
Good old Jethro.
He had that rose grown in his own garden for years. Oh. The yellow one there. I've no idea what it's called.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Seems a shame they've got to be taken apart after all that work.
Well, when's that happening? Tonight?
No, tomorrow. Well, they'll have been on show for 3 days.
Mm. Well, I bet there'll be a lot of people in tomorrow.
Hope so. After that, the flares are getting taken round to old people's homes.
Oh.
And the lovely bowl, that's going back to Susan.
Oh, Susan's, is it?
Yeah, present from Neil.
Oh.
That's why I popped in. I've got to make sure it gets put away safely in the vestry. Only I ain't going to be here to see to it, because I'll be doing a shift in the pub.
Oh, you down there tonight for the party?
Well, I'll be working in the bar.
Ah.
But I hope to pop up sometime during the evening. Yeah. Wish them all the best.
Well, we'll see you there then.
Yeah, I'll look forward to it.
And congratulations again on winning the prize.
You don't think it's over the top?
No, of course not. You're the party girl tonight.
Oh, thanks. And you?
As a matter of fact, I thought I was looking rather cool tonight.
Yeah, you are, darling. Fab shirt.
Thanks. So you happy about your spot?
Yes, fine. Just tip me the wink 10 minutes before and I'll drag the guys out the bar.
We will do that.
You got any more gigs lined up for the summer?
Not a lot. Our manager reckons he's working on it, though, but I suppose we all say that.
Probably.
He says he's getting a good response from people in the business. No one's come up with a contract, unfortunately.
I'm sure they will. Tight little band like yours.
Hey, what about Annette and Jazzer? Talk about getting up close and personal.
They are too.
A bit early in the evening, I'd have thought.
Well, their day out on the Borchester bypass doesn't seem to have dampened her ardour.
What's this?
Didn't you know? Jazzer invited her out for the day and then got her selling strawberries from a lay-by.
Well, if you can pull it off.
Helen's convinced it's all going to end in tears.
Nah, I can't see it myself.
Jazzer crying over a woman?
Very droll.
Hey, man.
Oh, hi, Dad. Hi, Vicky.
No, don't you look gorgeous? Huh? How on earth did you manage to produce something as lovely as that, Mike?
Beats me. Must have been her mother.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. No, seriously, love, you look fantastic.
Thanks, Dad.
Now then, let's get you guys a drink.
Oh, I'm okay for the moment, thanks.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, come on, you two. It's a party, remember?
We're pacing ourselves, aren't we, Bren?
I'm sure Fallon will have one with you, though. It's her birthday today.
Is that right, Fallon? Hey, many happy returns.
Thanks, Mike. But I won't have a drink. We're playing later.
Oh, starting to get worried now. Must be the aftershave. Now, you'll have one with me, won't you,
love? Too true, I will. Dry white wine for me, please.
Coming right up. Oh, by the way, did you see your pictures in the paper, you two? Oh.
Yeah, we did. I've been meaning to have a word with you about that.
Don't thank me. It was Vicky's idea, along with that lovely cake, wasn't it, love?
Yes, weren't they super?
Oh. Right, I'll get these drinks. God, blimey. Look at Jazzer, and what's her name?
Annette.
There ought to be a law against it.
Hello, Tiger. I hope you get this message. I should warn you that there's 10 others on there for you to wade through. This is the important one, though. It's just to say I love you, darling. There's nothing in this whole world we can't deal with together. So please come home, Tiger. I'm missing you so very much.
You're enjoying yourself?
Couldn't be happier. You?
Me neither.
Everyone seems to be having a great time.
My dad is, that's for sure.
He's a fantastic dancer. That jive of his was amazing.
I've seen him do it better. Oh, look at her. Hands all over him. Why can't she just dance normally?
Your dad doesn't seem to mind.
No, well, he wouldn't. Has to get herself noticed.
Meow.
I should have guessed it would be her who sent our photos off to the paper.
Mike must have gone along with it.
Yeah, I know. It sort of worries me. Why couldn't you have stood up for me?
I expect he thought you'd be okay with it.
He knows I hate that picture.
Oh, come on, Bren.
Sorry. Am I being mean?
Maybe a bit.
It's meant to be our night tonight.
It is our night. We're very happy, aren't we?
We are.
Well then.
I love you, Tom.
And I love you.
I see Jazza and Annette have gone.
I wonder where.
I wonder.
Right, you two. We're going to make tracks.
Oh, already?
Oh, yeah, we're off back to our cocoa. We don't have the stamina of you youngsters.
Ah, go on with you.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Anyway, we've had a great time, haven't we, Vicky?
Fabulous.
Sounds good.
So, thanks very much, and you both enjoy yourselves.
We'll do our best.
And just you take care of my little girl. That's all I've got to say to you, Tom Archie.
Night, night, Dad.
Yeah, come on, Fred Astaire.
Yeah, see you then, kiddos.
Night, Mike.
See you, Dad. Oh, sorry about that. It can be so embarrassing.
No, no. He's right. You need taking care of.
Do I?
Yeah. And I'm the man to do it.
That's nice.
What a fantastic night.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
And magical. I can't remember when I last saw stars like that.
Ah, well, we're lucky round here. Take it for granted. Not a lot of light pollution.
There's the plough. Look. And Ursa Major.
How do you know that?
Everyone does. You do, surely.
Oh, yeah, of course. I know them all.
All right, so where's Arcturus?
Arcturus?
Well, you ought to know that one.
Arcturus
is the herdsman. You were a herdsman once.
Do you know, it's this quite slipped my mind.
I'll show you, shall I? You go back to the plough. Got it? There's the handle. Look. Now then, follow it back to the big, bright star.
Vicky, will you marry me?
I say it's the third brightest star in the sky. Or the fourth. Can't really remember.
I'm sorry, that was stupid.
Not stupid at all.
Oh, Vicky.
The answer's yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Adam? Adam?
Lillian, any news?
No, not a thing.
Come on, let's move over there a bit.
Is it all right if I come back to yours?
Of course it is. I told you that.
I had to get out of there, Adam. I'm sorry. The idea of a night on my own.
No problem. I'll get my coat.
I felt so sure he'd be back tonight. All right, so he stayed away one night. If he's done that before, but he'll know I'm worried sick.
Not necessarily, if he's that confused.
But he's not confused. That's the problem. Behind the wheel of that car, he knew exactly what he was doing. He was back in control again.
Well, isn't that a good thing?
No, it isn't. If he hasn't been in touch, it means either something awful's happened to him or he doesn't want to see me again. And either way, I've lost him.
I'm sure you have.
Adam, how am I going to live without him?
Lillian.
I really don't know what I'm going to do.
The Archers was written by our agricultural story editor, Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.